This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome back to Patriots.com for another roster report, but it's a sunny Friday in April, and that means there is no Lori Baranski. So I'm Andy Hart opening this up alongside Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, and we actually have a couple moves to talk about this week that may actually influence the team moving forward. You know, some names you may have heard of. We talked last week about Scott Player. That's been made official. They brought in the veteran punter, formerly of the long career with the Cardinals and a little bit with the Browns last year. Looks a little bit like Yosemite Sam, so Tom's got a thing for him. But this week they bring in a veteran tight end, Marcus Pollard, and, most importantly, a PFW favorite, Kenny Big Smith, returns to the Patriots. Only 80 roster spots, but the fact that one of them is filled by Kenny Big Smith, It's a great day here in Patriots Nation. But, Tom, talk about Marcus Pollard, who apparently played for the Seahawks last season that I didn't know.
Amazingly, I think Kenny Big Smith has a better chance to make the team than Marcus Pollard does. He's been injured a lot the last couple of years. He's just a shadow of his former self. He's never really been the same player since he left the Colts.
He's I'll just throw you some of the 13-year veteran. Obviously, we all know him from the Colts, then 2 years with the Lions, and again, apparently in the Pacific Northwest last year. Actually caught 28 passes for 273 yards and 2 touchdowns last year.
I'm stunned by that.
I am, too. The 2 years in Detroit, 58 passes for 616 and 3 scores. But the interesting thing...
2 years combined?
Yeah. We've talked about is that, you know, we all thought they might bring in a blocking tight end. So the question is... is this related to Benjamin Watson's off-season surgery and injury? And is this an insurance policy, or do they maybe have an inkling that Watson won't be ready for camp and or the season?
That could be. And if that's the case, then I think his chances are obviously a lot better of making the team and playing that role. But I think if everyone's healthy, Thomas, Watson, I don't think he has a shot of making
it. Yeah, and I think they look at it probably in the way you guys are talking about it, because both Thomas and Watson have pretty spotty injury pasts. So this is a guy that... if something were to happen to either one of those guys, you know, he's there. He can, you know, obviously he's very athletic. He can catch the ball. He's been banged up recently. You know, look, he clearly wasn't as good a player as we all thought he was when he was on the Colts, because, you know, since he left and no longer has Peyton Manning throwing him the football, he's not anywhere near the impact player that he was. But he was another one of those basketball players, you know, who turned into a tight end, the guys that Charlie Casserly always talks about. He could play, you know, once upon a time. What he has left, I don't know. But good insurance if something were to be lingering here with Watson. And obviously, David Thomas has not stayed healthy in his 2 years
as a Patriot either.
So good insurance.
Can't count on Thomas. And I wonder if at all, you know, they could obviously still draft a blocking tight end. But, you know, maybe Steven
tight
Spock.
Tight end of seven?
No, God, no. Not tight end in the second round. Second day, please. But I wonder if Steven Spock earned a little
respect from Bill
Belichick
last year. Is he the blocking
tight end and we don't know it? He played a good chunk there when they were down in numbers. He's a
big
blocking type.
We all thought it was because he had to.
So maybe he, you know, impressed them enough to they said, you know what, he might be our blocking tight end this year. You never know. We'll see, and maybe we'll get, you know, find out as the offseason continues and who they bring in. But back to Pollard, I wonder, you know, think there were any jokes in the negotiations about the holding and when he's on the Colts and the rules change.
I'm sure that's going to be a question that's asked to him.
By the imaginative media. Like us, you know. Hey, did Roman Pfeiffer hold you?
Now, more importantly, Kenny Big Smith. Let's get to him. He's a 30-year-old.
Well, as Tom eloquently pointed out in the PFW blog, anybody that goes by the name Big is a big fan. Has a big fan here at PFW.
One of the great finds of the getting to know yous that we did in the Patriots Football Weekly last year, that his nickname was Big. Other than that, not much to say about him.
Can't really play.
He looks like a bouncer. I mean, he looks impressive. He wears those Under Armour spandex tops or whatever, and you can see him with his, you know, arms crossed in front of a club. He's tailor-made for that or a movie playing a bouncer. But
he's not a bouncer. He just plays one on TV.
Depth on the defensive line, I guess, for training camp. Other than that.
Yeah, what are you looking for? you know, you got to have 10, 12 guys anyway, right? You know, for right. camp. He's a big guy. He's one of those guys that can
Hence
take
the name.
But he can take reps in the middle, as was my point. And I don't know how many other guys they have. You know, Rashad Moore was here last year. It doesn't look like he's going to be back.
And was not a nice guy. Kenny Big Smith, nice man.
But you know what? And I was going to get to that. They probably thought he was the better player, but based on the fact that they brought him, you know, brought him back. But I don't think he won too many fans.
No,
with his
no.
demeanor and
certainly not
and,
players.
And we overheard players talking about it openly. In the locker room, and you know, because it wouldn't have cost them anything to bring him back. He was a restricted free agent, I think. So it's not like it would have broken the bank. They didn't even want him back. So I think that's kind of, that's an odd thing.
So at this point, I believe there's 63 players on the roster.
63, I believe.
80-man limit. You got the 8 picks this weekend, so that in theory brings you up to 71. So there may be
well
room.
Done, Andy.
There may be room for 9 rookie free agents when this. All comes together in a little over a week when all the bodies start to come here, the draft picks and the rookie free agents. But we're right on the eve of the new season beginning, the draft, and it's straight on through from there. Rookie mini camp, veteran camp. Marcus Pollard's in the mix. Kenny Big Smith in the mix. Scott Player, the only person on the roster who looks older than Paul, is in the mix.
That's, he looks older than me, too. There's no doubt about that.
And that's going to put the wraps on this roster report. I'd like to send it back to Lori, but I don't know if Gary can actually feed this out to a beach somewhere where she's sunning herself. So I'll just have to say,
first,
we'll talk to you next week.
Let's turn it over to Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart. Andy?
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.